The name Pete Bronner, what does that mean to your company?
Well, Pete was one of those individuals that just showed up as a welder. Had he been born a generation later, he would have been a very excellent engineer. But he was born in a generation in which engineering was done on the shop floor. He was head of our so-called tooling department because you tell him what your problem was, if it had to do mechanical or something that you could do in the shop, Pete could do it for you. It's unfortunate he died at a relatively early age and did not get to complete his lifetime career, but he made a big contribution to some of the early day automation before we had robots, before robot welding and that sort of thing, where Pete had made us robot welders. We did robot welding here long before robots began to find themselves on shop floors.
And you might explain then to the listener, robot welding.
Oh, robot welding is to do a job that a hand welder would do. You put a part within the range of the robot, and the robot does what you might have tediously done by hand. And it can repeat itself over and over and over again, which we were doing by hand at the time. And finally had gotten to the point where we could only find women who would do that particular welding activity because it was so tedious and repetitive that a man, after a week of this, would say, to heck with this, and would go do something else. And so Pete built us some robot machines that would do that.
The concept of horizontal directional drilling. Talk to us about that.
To get underneath the driveway or sidewalks when we were trenching somebody's yard, you had to get from one side of the concrete driveway or the sidewalk or something to the other side, and just to make a hole from one side to the other. So we developed what was called a roto-witch. We did it dry and sometimes with some lubrication, but it was very sort of non-guided. You guided it by aiming correctly. It wasn't much guiding to the system. Sometimes it came out on the other side on its own choosing. The longer distances you would go, the more hazardous that would be. And so we said there ought to be a way that we can control that somehow. And so we began to develop what's called slant nose technology, where if we know how it's orientated, if it happened to be going off a little bit and we stop it, if it has a slant face on it and we push it a bit, well, it'll straighten itself up. And so we developed that technology. It was the birthmark for directional drilling and horizontal drilling as we know it in our industry. Now, that's differentiated from horizontal drilling as the oil industry knows it today. Now, we've developed that to some extent considerably further and built on that basic concept to where it's gotten to be highly technical, sophisticated directional drilling that we do today.
But nobody in the United States was dealing in this procedure. You were the ones here in Perry, Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean, it's so simple that most anybody would say, well, heck, I could have thought of that, or why didn't we do that? But no one was doing it, at least commercially.
So that was a machine then that you developed for using that?
It was a method of using a machine. We already had a tool to drill or push, but they may go in a random direction, because another part of that was the development of electronics to determine just where we are, where the tool is. And, you know, it's 2, 3, 4 feet underground. Just which way is it headed and where is it? That became a whole other system of electronically knowing specifically and directly where that tool is and where it's headed.
So your business is moving along, and something that was good that came to America was cable television. And that was good for your business.
Mm-hmm. The wiring of America for cable television, that installation in the late 80s, wired America for fiber optic when most of the majors got started. And that was a big stimulus to this company because they needed the very products we made.
As successful as the business is today, were there times, years, where you kind of wondered, are we going to be able to sustain this?
There were times when you really had to bite your lip and cut back. We've had some layoffs, that sort of thing. Ultimately, a big part of what we do is connected to housing. I don't care whether you're talking about cable television or you're talking about sewage or plumbing or whatever, it's connected to housing. Certainly, there's a certain amount of reconstruction and redoing and that sort of thing, but new construction has been a catalyst that's really helped our business.
You also developed the all-terrain systems for digging into rock?
That's a particular system that's very specific in helping directional drilling in very difficult drilling situations. The directional drilling, at this point in time, you gain direction by the shape of your tool. You have a specific tool that you put on the front of your pipe. It's slanted in one direction to go in one direction. And if you stop rotating and push on the device, it will go in an off direction. if you rotate it and place it going off, it will go off in all directions, which makes it straight hole. That technique's been around a long time. But now that has some problems with regard to difficult drilling, rock or something of that sort. You can't change your direction by just pushing on it because of the slant face on your drill bit. You have to keep moving. You have to keep rotating. We've developed a tool that lets you rotate and still go off in a particular direction.